Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 7th. From Capitol coverage, Governor Jared Polis says the state will not intervene in a dispute between Denver Public Schools and the teachers' union. The union now says teachers will strike starting Monday. Polis says he hopes the two sides can come to an agreement before then.
If they go on strike, the pie is smaller for both sides. And so what that means is, again, we hope that these negotiations over the weekend will result in an outcome that avoids a strike.
He says pay raises for teachers in high-priority schools is holding up negotiations, but he calls the differences minor. States that rely on the Colorado River for their water supplies are struggling to finish a plan that would keep its biggest reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell, from dropping. Five states are done, but California and Arizona failed to meet a January 31st federal deadline. Luke Runyon from KUNC in Colorado and Brett Jaspers from KJZZ in Arizona have more on what all this means.
The Colorado River is stressed. Simply put, states are using too much of it. Plus, long-term drought means supplies and demands aren't matching up. Brett, the drought contingency plan is meant to rein in water use and keep the whole system from crashing.
Right. It's been in the works for more than 3 years. Everyone who uses the river was supposed to be in agreement by now.
But Arizona missed the deadline.
Well, yes, but a lot did get done, including two important water bills making it through the legislature. And negotiations finally brought in some groups that hadn't been included in the past, like the Colorado River Indian Tribes based in western Arizona. Chairman Dennis Patch thanked those who worked with them.
This is our first run on that, and we were very confused, and we're a lot smarter now. We hope to continue to work with the state on all water issues that come up.
The Colorado River Indian Tribes are going to take some land out of production and leave the saved water in Lake Mead.
So while Arizona was celebrating its big milestone, the federal government came in and crashed the party.
Yeah, the Fed said the state didn't do enough for the deal to be considered done.
Same story in California, specifically the Imperial Irrigation District, the single largest user of the Colorado River. They won't sign the deal until they get more federal money to manage the decline of the Salton Sea, a huge lake that's causing environmental and public health problems as it shrinks.
Everyone seems to agree that states need to use less water from the river. But when it comes down to who actually uses less, that's when the tension starts to rise.
Exactly. I heard the same thing from John Berggren. He's a policy analyst with Western Resource Advocates.
This is where you really run into winners and losers and fundamentally changing who the current winners and losers are, which anytime you talk about changing that, people are going to put up a stink and put up a fight.
So that's one reason it's been so difficult.
It's also worth noting that these deals won't be in place for very long, maybe 6 years, tops.
And that's been a big source of criticism, that the deal doesn't go far enough to solve the region's big water problems.
You can even see that in the name of the deal, the Drought Contingency Plan. It seems to suggest we're dealing with a temporary dry period rather than an overall shift in climate.
John McLeod is an alternate commissioner on the Upper Colorado River Commission.
Most of the policymakers in the West are persuaded that we have aridification rather than drought. In other words, drought assumes that it will change. And many folks now are saying, this is it. This is what we can expect.
For now, that shift is just in the attitude of leaders and isn't taking center stage in water policy.
So drought, climate change, and don't forget overallocation. Those are huge things that will need to be tackled next time.
Yep, McLeod says as soon as water managers wrap up these drought contingency plans, which, by the way, still need approval by Congress and the president, they immediately have to take on a new set of even harder negotiations.
Because both basins have ideas about things that need to be fixed. And they're not compatible in some cases. So it's going to be a difficult negotiation. It was a difficult negotiation the first time.
Those talks are supposed to render a long-term solution, but the weather in the near term adds a big degree of uncertainty, too. Right now, many streams in the basin are projected to have less than average flows throughout this spring and summer.
And that could end up adding even more pressure to the river and the people in charge of managing it. I'm Brett Jaspers in Arizona.
And I'm Luke Runyon in Colorado.
This story is part of Elemental, covering sustainability, a multimedia collaboration between public radio and TV stations in the West, and part of ongoing Colorado River coverage in partnership with KUNC in Colorado and supported by a Walton Family Foundation grant. The Colorado Department of Transportation is warning motorists in southwest Colorado that they will encounter delays if traveling through the high country today. Partnering agencies, CDOT, and the Colorado Avalanche Information Center have determined avalanche control operations are required to keep mountain passes safe for the traveling public. Motorists traveling on U.S. 550 Mountain Corridor between Durango and Ouray can expect lengthy delays for much of the day today. Avalanche mitigation will take place on all three mountain passes, Colbank, Molis, and Red Mountain, which will require two lengthy closures. From 7 a.m. till noon, crews will work on Colbank and Molis passes. Northbound traffic will be stopped at Cascade, mile point 53, while southbound traffic will be stopped at Silverton, mile point 70. Crews will then move north to Red Mountain Pass. This work is anticipated to start at noon and continue for at least 2 hours. Northbound traffic will be stopped just outside of Silverton, mile point 71. Southbound traffic will be stopped south of Ouray, mile point 92. Travelers heading over U.S. Highway 160 Wolf Creek Pass can also expect lengthy delays today. Avalanche mitigation takes place on the west side of the pass summit, beginning at 6 a.m. Motorists will experience a lengthy delay of up to 2 hours. And in other news from the Colorado Department of Transportation, the state received federal money that will be used in part to repair Red Mountain Pass. The U.S. Department of Transportation issued $705 million in emergency relief funds to the states. Colorado will use some of its awarded $21.5 million to repair damage to Red Mountain Pass caused in a rock slide last year. CDOT will use $1.25 million from the emergency relief funds for the Red Mountain project. The bulk of its relief money will go to flood repairs from 2013. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 7th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.